Welcome to day 204 of my Everyday Bible. This is Rita Langland, your host, and today we will be reading from the Amplified Translation and the chapters Isaiah 31 through 34. So beginning at Isaiah 31, starting at verse 1. Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help, who rely on horses and trust in chariots, because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong. But they look not to the Holy One of Israel, nor seek and consult the Lord. And yet he is wise and brings calamity and does not retract his words. He will arise against the house, the whole race of evildoers, and against the helpers of those who work iniquity. Now the Egyptians are men and not God, and their horses are flesh and not spirit. And when the Lord stretches out his hand, both Egypt, who helps, will stumble, and Judah, who is helped, will fall, and they will all perish and be consumed together. For the Lord has said to me, as the lion or the young lion growls over his prey, and though a large band of shepherds is called out against him, he will not be terrified at their voice or daunted at their noise. So the Lord of hosts will come down to fight upon Mount Zion and upon its hills. Like birds hovering, so will the Lord of hosts defend Jerusalem. He will protect and deliver it. He will pass over and spare and preserve it. Return, O children of Israel, to him against whom you have so deeply plunged into revolt. For in that day every man of you will cast away, in contempt and disgust, his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which your own hands have sinfully made for you. Then the Assyrians shall fall by a sword not of man, and a sword not of men, but of God shall devour him. And he shall flee from the sword, and his young men shall be subjected to forced labor. In his flight he shall pass beyond his rock, refuge and stronghold, because of terror. Even his officers shall desert the standard in fear and panic, says the Lord, whose fire is in Zion and whose furnace is in Jerusalem. Chapter 32. Behold, a king will reign in righteousness, and princes will rule with justice. And each one of them shall be like a hiding place from the wind and a shelter from the storm, like streams of water in a dry place, like the shade of a great rock in a weary land to those who turn to them. Then the eyes of those who will see will not be closed or dimmed, and the ears of those who will hear will listen. And the mind of the rash will understand knowledge and have good judgment, and the tongue of the stammerers will speak readily and plainly. The fool, the unbeliever and the ungodly, will no more be called noble, nor the crafty and greedy for gain said to be bountiful and princely. For the fool speaks folly, and his mind plans iniquity, practicing profane ungodliness, and speaking error concerning the Lord, leaving the craving of the hungry unsatisfied, and causing the drink of the thirsty to fail. The instruments and methods of the fraudulent and greedy for gain are evil. He devises wicked devices to ruin the poor and the lowly with lying words, even when the plea of the needy is just and right. But the noble, open-hearted, and liberal man devises noble things, and he stands for what is noble, open-hearted, and generous. Rise up, you women who are at ease. Hear my, Isaiah's, voice, you confident and careless daughters. Listen to what I am saying. In a little more than a year, You will be shaken with thy anxiety, you careless and complacent women, for the vintage will fail, and the ingathering will not come. Tremble, you women who are at ease. Shudder with fear, you complacent ones. Strip yourselves bare and gird sackcloth upon your loins in grief. They shall beat upon their breasts for the pleasant fields, for the fruitful vine, for the land of my people, growing over with thorns and briars. Yes, for all the houses of joy in the joyous city. For the palace shall be forsaken. The populous city shall be deserted. The hill and the watchtower shall become dens for wild animals. Endlessly, a joy for wild donkeys, a pasture for flocks, until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is valued as a forest. Then justice will dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness, moral and spiritual rectitude in every area and relation will abide in the fruitful field. The effect of righteousness will be peace, internal and external, and the result of righteousness will be quietness and confident trust forever. My people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation, in safe dwellings and in quiet resting places. But it, the wrath of the Lord, shall hail, coming down overpoweringly on the forest, the army of the Assyrians, and the capital city shall be utterly humbled and laid prostrate. Happy and fortunate are you who cast your seed upon all waters, when the river overflows its bank, for the seed will sink into the mud, and when the waters subside, the plant will spring up. You will find it after many days and reap an abundant harvest. You who safely send forth the ox and the donkey to range freely. Chapter 33. Woe to you, O destroyer, you who were not yourself destroyed, who deal treacherously, though they, your victims, did not deal treacherously with you. When you have ceased to destroy, you will be destroyed. And when you have stopped dealing treacherously, they will deal treacherously with you. O Lord, be gracious to us. We have waited expectantly for you. Be the arm of your servants, their strength and defense, every morning, our salvation in the time of trouble. At the noise of the tumult caused by your voice at which the enemy is overthrown, the peoples flee. At the lifting up of yourself, nations are scattered. And the spoil of the Assyrians is gathered by the inhabitants of Jerusalem, as the caterpillar gathers, as locusts leap and run to and fro, so the Jews spoil the Assyrians' forsaken camp as they leap upon it. The Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high. He will fill Zion with justice and righteousness, moral and spiritual rectitude in every area and relation. And there shall be stability in your times, an abundance of salvation, wisdom and knowledge. The reverent fear and worship of the Lord is your treasure and his. Behold, their valiant ones cry without. The ambassadors of peace weep bitterly. The highways lie waste. The wayfaring man ceases. The enemy has broken the covenant. He has despised the cities and the witnesses. He regards no man. The land mourns and languishes. Lebanon is confounded, and its luxuriant verdure withers away. Sharon, a fertile pasture region south of Mount Carmel, is like a desert. And Bashan, a broad fertile plateau east of the Jordan River and Mount Carmel, shake off their leaves. Now I will arise, says the Lord. Now will I lift up myself. Now will I be exalted. You conceive chaff, you bring forth stubble. Your breath is a fire that consumes you. and the people will be burned as if to lime, like thorns cut down that are burned in the fire. Hear, you who are far off, says the Lord, what I have done, and you are near, acknowledge my might. The sinners in Zion are afraid. The trembling seizes the godless ones. They cry, who among us can dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us can dwell with those everlasting burnings? He who walks uprightly and speaks uprightly, who despises gain from fraud and from oppression, who shakes his hand free from the taking of bribes, who stops his ears from hearing of bloodshed and shuts his eyes to avoid looking upon evil. Such a man will dwell on the heights. His place of defense will be the fortresses of rocks. His bread will be given him. Water for him will be sure. Your eyes will see the king in his beauty. Your eyes will behold a land of wide distances that stretches afar. Your mind will meditate on the terror, asking, where is he who counted? Where is he who weighed the tribute? Where is he who counted the towers? You will see no more the fierce and insolent people, a people of a speech too deep and obscure to be comprehended, of a strange and stammering tongue that you cannot understand. Look upon Zion, the city of our set feasts and solemnities. Your eyes shall see Jerusalem, a quiet habitation, a tent that shall not be taken down. Not one of its stakes shall ever be pulled up, neither shall any of its cords be broken. But there the Lord will be for us in majesty and splendor, a place of broad rivers and streams, where no oar-propelled vessel can go, and no mighty and stately ship can pass. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king. He will save us. Your hoisting ropes hang loose. They cannot strengthen and hold firm the foot of their mast or keep the sail spread out. They will prey and spoil in abundance be divided. Even the lame will take the prey. And no inhabitant of Zion will say, I am sick. The people who dwell there will be forgiven their iniquity and guilt. Chapter 34. Come near, you nations, to hear, and hearken, you peoples. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. For the Lord is indignant against all nations, and his wrath is against all their host. He has utterly doomed them. He has given them over to slaughter. Their slain also shall be cast out, and the stench of their dead bodies shall rise, and the mountains shall flow with their blood. All the hosts of the heavens shall be dissolved and crumble away, and the skies shall be rolled together like a scroll, and all their host, the stars and the planets, shall drop like a faded leaf from the vine and like a withered fig from the fig tree. Because my sword has been bathed and equipped in heaven, behold, it shall come down upon Edom, the descendants of Esau, upon the people whom I have doomed for judgment. The sword of the Lord is filled with blood of sacrifices. It is gorged and greased with fatness, with the blood of lambs and goats, with the fat of the kidneys of rams. For the Lord has a sacrifice in Bozra, capital of Edom, and a great slaughter in the land of Edom. And the wild oxen shall fall with them, and the young bullocks with the old and mighty bulls, and their land shall be drunk and soaked with blood, and their dust made rich with fatness. For the Lord has a day of vengeance, a year of recompense for the cause of Zion. And the streams of Edom will be turned into pitch, and its dust into brimstone, and its land will become burning pitch. The burning of Edom shall not be quenched night or day. Its smoke shall go up forever. From generation to generation, it shall lie waste. None shall pass through it forever and ever. But the pelican and the porcupine will possess it. The owl and the bittern and the raven will dwell in it. And he will stretch over Edom the measuring line of confusion and the plummet stones of chaos over its nobles. They shall call its nobles to proclaim the kingdom, but nothing shall be there, and all its princes shall be no more. And thorns shall come up in its palaces and strongholds, nettles and brambles in its fortresses, and it shall be a habitation for jackals, an abode for ostriches. And the wild beasts of the desert will meet here with howling creatures, wolves and hyenas, and the shaggy wild goat will call to his fellow. The night monster will settle there and find a place of rest. There shall the arrow snake make her nest and lay her eggs and hatch them and gather her young under her shade. There shall the kites be gathered also to breed, every one with its mate. Seek out the book of the Lord and read. Not one of these details of prophecy shall fail. None shall want and lack her mate in fulfillment. For the mouth of the Lord has commanded, and his spirit has gathered them. And he has cast the lot for them, and his hand has portioned Edom to the wild beast by measuring line. They shall possess it forever. From generation to generation, they shall dwell in it. This is the end of today's scripture reading.
Before we move on to today's devotional, I wanted to let you know about some other free resources available to you from Hidden with Christ Ministries. We have a weekly teaching called Word for Wednesday, available on video through YouTube, or as an audio podcast available on all the major podcasting platforms. Just type in Word for Wednesday, Rita Langland, on YouTube or on your favorite podcast channel, or you can visit our website at hiddenwithchrist.org to find a library of hundreds of Bible teachings by yours truly, Rita Langland. And now let's continue with today's devotional.
In today's devotional, I want to focus on the very first verse that we heard read today, and that is Isaiah 31, verse 1. It reads this way: Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help, who rely on horses and trust in chariots, because they are many, and in horsemen, because they are very strong. But they look not to the Holy One of Israel, nor seek and consult the Lord. Throughout the Bible, Egypt has always been symbolic or representative of the world and the world system. So this verse talks about people who go looking to the world or the world system for their help, who rely on material things or natural things, in this case, trusting in horses and chariots. And in the case of the Israelites, they were looking to other nations and their military might to help them instead of looking to the Lord. And this was the warning that was being given here in Isaiah 31:1 to the Israelites for their lack of trust in God and instead their reliance upon men. And that is the woe that is spoken over the Israelites here in this first verse. Yet it applies to us today absolutely as much as it did in the time that it was written in Isaiah's period of history. We live in a generation that has attempted to be self-sufficient without God, that tries to take care of itself, be self-reliant, and in fact exalts people who are self-made men and who pull themselves up by their own bootstraps, to use an old colloquialism from the United States from many generations ago. And yet that mindset is still pervasive today throughout the world, that people, depending on themselves, their own strength, their own abilities, or other people, or institutions like government or banks, relying on them for their help, for their deliverance in time of trouble or distress. And it is the same warning that God would say to us today. Woe to those who go to the world for their help, who rely on people, who rely on material things, who rely on institutions or banks or retirement accounts or pension funds or stocks or any other thing, rather than looking to the Holy One of Israel, and they don't seek or consult the Lord. The warning that was being given here in the book of Isaiah is as appropriate today as it was at that time. It is foolish and foolhardy for us to go looking for help anywhere outside of the Lord Himself. One wise man said, "Trust in yourself or others and you are doomed to disappointment. Trust in money and you may have it taken from you. But trust in God and you are never to be confounded in time or eternity." Throughout the book of Isaiah, we have heard God calling to His people to put their trust in Him and not in false things, false idols, in military power, or in the strength of their gold and silver. And yet, it's the same call that God makes to us today, to put our trust, our hope, and our reliance in Him alone and not in anything that this world has to offer. We have seen over history how reliance on man-made institutions for our security has brought more than disappointment and sometimes even tragedy. You can look back to the 1920s and then the great stock market crash of 1929, where people who had put all their trust and invested all their life savings and were relying upon the stock market to bring them not only financial prosperity but security and happiness, found those dreams shattered in a day, and all the trust that they had was so sorely disappointed, to the point that people became morose and depressed and some committed suicide. We've seen that repeat itself even in recent times, in which the economy took a very large nosedive and affected so many people who lost their savings, who lost their retirement investments, and the results were so sad and so tragic, because reliance upon even those types of things, investments and bank accounts and retirement accounts, can be a very misplaced trust. God's calling on us not to put our trust or our reliance or our hope in things that the world produces. Not that there's anything wrong with saving for your retirement or attempting to invest wisely, but the reality is that in this life there is only one place of true security, and that is in the Lord. Because even the wisest investors lost money in the recent economic downturn. Even people who weren't greedy but just trying to save for retirement lost money with the economic stressors that occurred throughout the world. The key is that our hope and our reliance and our faith and our trust cannot be placed in anything in this world. God really is the only true security that you can count on. So if you have a good job, be thankful to God for it, but don't rely upon it being there forever. If you have money in the bank, give thanks for that. Use it wisely. Be generous. But don't rely on that always being there either. it really is wisest to hold lightly to everything in this world, whether it's money or even relationships. Hold them lightly, meaning that you don't have all your trust and reliance in them, but instead, your trust and reliance really and truly is focused on the Lord. You can appreciate and love people. You can be grateful for God's provision, but don't look to it as your source, because then it will surely fly away like a bird and your heart will be deeply disappointed. God wants us to do as he was hoping the Israelites would do, which was to seek and consult the Lord. Look to the Holy One of Israel. That's his desire for you. And if you'll do that, you will find that regardless of temporal circumstances, meaning things happening around you in the world, whether the economy's good or the economy's bad, whether there's war on the horizon or whether there's peace, regardless, you can be in a place of perfect rest in the Lord because your reliance is focused completely upon Him. I want to close with this very sweet poem that was written by an unknown author, but it really speaks to this issue of just placing our trust in Christ Himself. It goes this way. Trust Him when dark doubts assail you. Trust Him when your strength is small. Trust Him when to simply trust Him seems the hardest thing of all. Trust Him. He is ever faithful. Trust Him, for His will is best. Trust Him, for the heart of Jesus is the only place of rest. And I want to encourage you this week to really focus on placing your trust and your reliance and your security in the Lord. Be grateful for the things that you have, but don't count on them as always going to be there to give you security or even comfort. It is God alone who is the one place of security that we have in this life. God bless you and give you a victorious week.
If you have enjoyed My Everyday Bible, please share it with others. It's our heart to get the Word of God out around the world. If you'd like to help us continue this work, you can make a donation through this app or on our website at myeverydaybible.com. You can also mail a check to Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 745, Forest, Virginia 24551. Once again, that's P.O. Box 745, Forest, Virginia 24551. And don't forget to check out our free library of Bible teachings at hiddenwithchrist.org. We believe you will be blessed because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Have a victorious week.